Welcome to Beekeeping Buzz, the fun and informative podcast for beekeepers and bee enthusiasts. Each week, our team of experienced beekeepers share the latest buzz on all things bees. We bring you tips and tricks for managing your hive, updates on the latest bee research, and interviews with expert beekeepers. We'll cover it all. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Bees have a complex social order, with the queen as the head of the colony. She plays a vital part in its survival, marshaling the troops and ensuring the hive thrives. In this podcast episode, we'll explore the role of the queen bee within the colony. The queen bee is the head of the colony. She's responsible for laying eggs, feeding larvae, and regulating the hive's activities. The queen lays up to 2,000 eggs a day during peak season. Her primary function is to produce new bees, so she must remain healthy and productive. The colony has a life of its own, and the queen bee is just one small part. While her presence is essential, the worker bees take charge of much of the decision-making. They are the power behind the throne. Worker bees can raise a new queen or kill an existing one if it benefits the hive. The queen is expendable, so she must work hard to keep the workers happy. Unlike the rest of the colony, a queen's stinger is smooth. Although she could sting repeatedly, she won't unless absolutely necessary. The queen bee's attendants are young worker bees who attend to her every need. They act as a link between the queen and the workers. They are vital to the hive's health, and the members are usually easy to spot, facing her in a circle. They ensure the queen stays healthy and productive by constantly grooming and feeding her. Attendants are also responsible for passing new information from the workers to the queen. This communication is crucial for keeping the hive running smoothly. A queen is capable of flying, like drones and worker bees. After her reigning time has concluded in the hive, a swarm of bees follows behind as she leaves. Called swarm founding, the bees take off as a colony begins reproducing. This activity is the rare moment you will see a queen bee in flight. The only other instance is when she is mating within the hive. The life of a honeybee queen is a challenging one. After her swarm leaves, the first queen to hatch makes up the next generation. She may either be chosen as a replacement for retiring queens or become a founder, swarming away to another home. Most queens decide to stay put and take up the legacy of royalty. The firstborn queen often kills any sister queens through a stinger in their cell. Even more brutal, if two queens hatch at once, they will fight to the death. Queen bees can last up to 5 years. However, the average lifespan is around 2. Their life expectancy depends on several factors, such as their health, diet, and environment.